Joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is Eastern student Michael Wood. Hello, Michael.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. You put out a press release. What's the latest that you want to communicate with the community?
So far as we know, 8 more students have received letters from conduct, basically telling them that they're at subject for any type of discipline that they deem necessary for their participations in peaceful protests. And potentially the sit-in as well. They're still arranging their meetings, but we're waiting for that. But we believe the number might be closer to 11. From my understanding, President Smith said that about 90 students were under investigation for their participation in a peaceful protest. So we're just trying to call attention to that and just call again that the university drops all these charges against these students who are just trying to be the best Eastern students that they can be, especially when it's finals time.
Now, you've included a letter to President Smith. Is that a new letter that you just wrote to him?
No, that is the exact same letter that's been circulating for the past month. I know a lot of faculty members have actually responded to me and actually read the letters in their classrooms, but I have yet to actually get a response from President Smith.
From what I've heard and what I understand, they're saying you were not supposed to be in the building once it was closed. That's the main problem, and it cost them to pay overtime to cover the building. Does that make any sense to you at all?
No, not at all. Actually, it's our student center. I actually, because I did come a little bit later, but when I was there, I actually didn't see any of the normal student center staff there at all. Only people that actually I saw there was Calvin Phillips and police officers. So I'm not entirely sure if they paid anyone outside of those 11 or 12, maybe more police officers that was there. But I wasn't told anything about that until they read the thing about it. We must leave because the building is closing.
Do you think these are serious punishments or are you seeing them as just a slap on the hand?
I think it's very serious that when you start sending students letters for protesting, that it sends a powerful message to students. And I also believe that we had about, 7 incidents of racial incidents on campus, ranging from the vandalism on the walls to calling students, and those have seemingly stopped. So it's kind of like the university is doing their job for them. I know that students are not feeling very inclusive or safe or appreciated or valued right now.
What serious message do you think those punishments are sending?
Stop protesting. It seemed like it's a matter of control. When the 4 original emails that were sent, first it was 3, then I got mine. It seemed like they were targeting the heads or who they believe were the heads of the protesting. So it seemed like they were more trying to control the protesting than actually go out and actually do something about our problem here at EMU.
And I'm certainly not taking sides, but I'm pretty sure we aired President Smith saying last week that they are not trying to stop you from protesting. Did you hear that?
We've actually heard a lot of prepared statements that was written for him. But what I actually, it's not about what you say, it's about what you do. So currently we have over 8 students with letters from student code of conduct for peaceful protesting. And I have my own incident report, and the incident report actually starts with the marches, in the towers. So I don't know. What does your action say at the end of the day?
Eastern Michigan University student Michael Wood, what do you want to happen?
I want the university to do the Black Student 10 in full and do it the correct way. I also want them to drop all charges against all the students. It seems like that number is going to steadily rise. And I also want them to create a more safe, inclusive environment for our diverse campus, as they so like to say, and actually make us feel safe, valued, and respected.
And just to repeat, you've contacted the president directly but have not heard back.
I have not heard back. I've emailed him over 4 times.
Michael Wood, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
All right, thank you.